All right. Well, folks, this is our. I'm going to start crying.
Don't. Don't. It's contagious.
This is our last ERC call for this year. For, I know, sorry. Breathe, breathe. For the year of 2018-2019. And I am so happy that we have Isabel, who's going to lead us with this last one. She is, as you know, just amazing with all things digestion and especially liver, but she's absolutely brilliant on so many issues. She's an inspiration to me in many ways, as a health coach, as a leader of her own life. And I'm just grateful that Isabel is sending us out with a marvelous symphony and orchestra with her talk. And with that, I will turn it over to Isabel's more than capable hands.
Oh, thank you, Lynn. You're so kind. You're an inspiration to me, too. I think all of our coaches in, you know, in the ERC group and in the NEPT group, and that's it's just really a blessing to have everyone and to be inspired and to be really feeling comfortable and contribute in every way that we can.
Yeah. You know, and with you saying that, Angelica, are you, I don't see your face on. For those, there she is. For those of you who are continuing on, and I know you've seen Angelica on our calls, she's going to be taking over this role of a liaison, and you as ERC people. So you're going to be becoming very well acquainted with Angelica on these calls, and as well as when you communicate with her via email or however it works out best. I know I will be on calls as a coach in this next coming ERC year, but Angelica, do you want to share more about yourself and what you're doing to let people know who you are?
Yeah, I mean, just briefly, I don't want to cut Isabel's time, but yeah, I've seen a lot of you on the calls already, and yeah, I'm essentially going to be taking over just all of the operational stuff that Lynn used to do that she's been so amazing at this past few years, and so I'll be helping with, you know, lab ordering, giving you your lab results, taking notes for you during all your calls, so I'll be a safe keeper of all your notes, except for your private calls with Dr. Rita Marie, if you have them. So yeah, I'm just going to be here and I'll be your go-to girl for anything for ERC, okay?
All right, thank you.
Can you put your email in the chat? Just so we have it, your contact info?
Thanks, John, great question. All right, so yes, thank you, Isabel, for letting us take a moment of that time, but you segued into that so well. I just, I took advantage of that. So, All right. Well, I am going to look forward to just listening and learning more from Isabel here. So,
okay. Perfect. Let's get started. Well, so detoxification is a really important topic. So either you are joining us for the next ERC year or not. This is an area that I highly, highly suggest that you focus on. And just a little bit about myself. I've been with Dr. Rita Marie for the last 3 years. And as Lynn said, I dived into digestion, blood sugar, and now more detoxification. And what I find is that through personal experiences too, that once you are able to open up or improve your detoxification capacity, you're able to be more resilient to the things that the toxins in the environment, the foods. And I am hopefully, you know, we're all thriving to have a very pristine diet. and but things happen, life happen. That is not the case all the time. And from my personal experience is that I find that my health is getting better, but it's a secret, okay? Don't tell. I'm not eating as good as well. So I think it has a lot to do with the habits that I build up to really work on detoxification. So we'll go through, you know, some of the, I'll give you like my habits and also go through the detoxification process so you can develop these habits and incorporate that into your daily life. So that's the goal. Okay, so I have a slide I'm going to share with you, but I'm going to go back and forth with my sharing. And before we start, I want to, let me share something first. Okay, I want to bring your attention to, if I could get my, I have two monitors, so I'm trying to like use my mouse and make sure that I'm on the right screen. Are you guys seeing the ERC Unstoppable screen?
No.
Lynn, are you there?
Yes, I see the Body Free Foundation's environment screen.
Okay, so you have a lot of resources here. Some of the, because we only have an hour, I can't get through the whole detoxification process, but Dr. Rita Marie has a lot of resources for you in the section in your Body Freedom Foundation in the environmental section. And she goes into liver detoxification in very, very detailed. So this is great resource for you. And she also has outlined how do you detox every day and the steps for you to clean up your environment. So this is a great resource. Just wanted to kind of bring your attention to that. Okay, now I'm going to share my slide. Okay. So Lynn, are you seeing just the slide or the notes as well?
I just see the slide.
Okay, good. Okay, let's get started. So we're going to take a deep dive into liver detoxification. And what we're going to cover today is the functions of the liver. Briefly, there are 500 different functions. We can't possibly cover all of them. How does
now
the
liver... Now I see your notes.
Oh, now you see my notes. Okay, let me flip. Okay, let's see.
And then the slide is small, so I didn't know if you had a way to.
There you go. Is it better?
Perfect.
Okay, good. Okay, so we're going to review the functions of the liver, how the liver detox, and some of the symptoms that relates to liver stagnation, and some lab findings that points to liver stress. And most of you have been going through your labs with your coaches or with Dr. Rita Marie, and you have in your Master Health Tracker a trend of, you know, your blood work for this year and maybe some of you for last year or the year prior. So you can go back to your lab and take a look at these markers. And we're going to cover essential foods and nutrients to nourish the liver. And also there are different tests that you can use to determine your toxic load. Okay? And maybe we have time, we'll do a little bit about liver flush, which I do quarterly. And so with that, let's get started. And so disclaimer. Right. The presentation is strictly for informational, educational purpose only. It's not intended to serve as medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment, but to share knowledge from the research and experience of myself and my contributing experts. And we encourage you to do your own research and always consult with your medical healthcare providers. Okay, so now let's get started. And as we... No, I think most of us know that we are living in a pretty toxic world. Everything that we come in contact with, you know, either through air, through water, skincare, the food that we eat, there's no way of avoiding toxicity in our modern day living, unless you're kind of live in the woods or in, I consider that's kind of lucky, in a very small environment, a small town with good air, fresh water. So that would be great. But the reality is we come in contact with so much things in our environment that our liver has to work harder. All of our detoxifying organs have to work harder. And that's not the case. Maybe 40, 50 years ago, these chemicals were introduced. There were tons and tons of chemicals, 80,000 of them being introduced in the last 40, 50 years. And our body just can't keep up. Our body really can't keep up with this much toxicity in the environment. So what I find is that we need to be vigilant about our environment, whatever that we can get rid of. For example, water, it's up to us. Whatever we can get in control of, we need to be vigilant about having a clean environment. So that being said, let's look at the liver. And the liver has over 500 different functions, right? And just to kind of highlight a few of them, it's immunity. It filters blood. So it protects us against bacterial, against any kind of infection. It's a factory for proteins and cholesterol, right? 70% of the cholesterol is produced in the liver. And also it secretes waste via bile. And also, the bile is also used for fat digestion. Right? Fat is super important. Now that we have found that, fat is super important for the brain, for our overall health, and good fat is anti-inflammatory. So being able to digest fat and assimilate and absorb into for use of our cells is super important. And it also regulates blood clotting and clears blood of drugs, chemical, and alcohol. Every drug that's in the system, every drug that anyone is taking, it needs to be filtered by the liver. So that's a load for the liver, okay? And it also converts extra glucose into storage form so that it's, when we're low in sugar, we're not eating, maybe a lot of you have gone through sweet spot. We're not eating every 2 hours. We're eating every 4 to 6 hours. And when our blood sugar gets low, what happens is the liver converts the storage glucose into sugar that our body can use. So these are just highlights of a few functions of the liver. And it's a storage, right? Liver, it's a storage. It stores vitamin A, D, B12, iron, and glutathione. We'll go into glutathione a little bit more. Right? And it's a producer, right? It produces bile. It produces immune factors. It produces cholesterol. It's a protector. It cleanses our blood, right? And also maintains fluid and electrolyte balance. And it regulates sex hormone. It's a nourisher, right? So if you look at this graph, you'll see that this image right here, everything goes through the liver. The air you breathe in from the toxin that comes in from the lung, from skin, from our intestine, everything goes through the liver. Liver is the master of, it's the master, it's like the conductor. Things comes in and it directs, okay, you go here, you go through the skin, you go through the lung, you get excreted through the skin or the kidney. So it's the conductor of the orchestra. And so that's why liver is such an important detoxifying organ, and that's why it carries so much low. It's about 3 to 4 pounds, and it can regenerate itself. That's the amazing thing about liver. But on the other hand, is the liver can be, the liver, it doesn't show a lot of symptoms in some individual. It can be over 50% damaged, and still people don't feel the common symptoms or the symptoms if you're not in tune with your body. So if that part is really dangerous, but it has an amazing ability to regenerate itself. Okay, so we talked about this. I'm just going to go over this briefly, right? 80,000 chemicals in food, air, and water. And in the environment module, you will, Dr. Rita Marie, believe she goes thoroughly through each of these areas. So that's just look at look at the correlation between, let me see, the correlation between glyphosate. So glyphosate is an herbicide that is spread. It's pretty commonly used. And there are a lot of research being done on this active ingredient in pesticide. And these are just two of the samples, right? Autism, there's a correlation, and diabetes, since the introduction of glyphosate. So this is pretty, if you search, if you go to Google, you'll find a lot more graphs that correlates glyphosate to the different type of chronic illnesses that our society is experiencing these days. Okay. And so hopefully all of you are drinking filtered water. Okay. And I wanted to show you, kind of point out that our water is regulated by Environmental Protection Agency. So that started in 1972, and they have 22 contaminants that they regularly monitor. And today, 2019, only 91 contaminants are regulated, I think. There are 80,000 chemicals, registered chemicals in the U.S., right? And the last one that was added was in 2001, and that's arsenic. So our body is 60-70% water, and water is plays a big role in detoxification, helping us excrete toxins out of the body. So it's super, super important that we have clean water. Metal toxicity, just briefly on metal toxicity. So mercury is from coal plants, and as a result of that, it gets into the air. So there are mercury vapors in the air in some areas, and ultimately it gets into sea, into fish, right? So if you're eating fish, smaller fish is better. Fat accumulates in the, toxin accumulates in fat tissue. So the smaller fish and wild fish. And as you can see, our daily kind of cookware also contains aluminum. So it's super important to get, what I use is titanium or ceramic, okay? And arsenic. Arsenic is found, it's found in food. It's present in the environment from agricultural runoff and cigarette smoke. And also it's also used in wood that's treated. So chronic exposure to arsenic can initiate cancer, cognitive dysfunction, diabetes, and heart and lung damage. So, you know, there are things that in our environment that we try to eliminate, but it's hard to get all of them, right? And that's look at skin care product, right? This is a very short list, right? And just a few examples, it causes skin allergies, endocrine, some of them is endocrine disruptor. The parabens are endocrine disruptor, and it's associated with breast cancer. Right? Perfume, so pay, like be really, really careful with perfume or fragrance. This is like a catch-all term on the list of ingredients, and it can contain synthetic preservative or allergy-provoking ingredients that you don't know about. So it's a catch-all term. So be very careful when you see fragrance. Okay? And so that's an example, some of the ingredients that you should avoid in skincare products. This is a comparison, so we're just going to take a quick look at what the list I have on the left. Right? That's a kind of over-the-counter, something that I got from, I think, from Target, conventional shampoo. Right? And as you see, I highlighted all the chemicals. Okay, and if you look at it, they're probably, 20, 30 of them? It's a very, very long list. We're just trying to clean our hair. Do we need that much chemical on our skin? And when we take a shower, right, these chemicals gets into our skin, in our body, into our skin when we're showering too. And as you see, fragrance is on the list. And the coloring too, right? The item on the right, okay, that is organic. That is a healthier type of moisturizer. Right? And you will see there are three different chemicals that's used in this moisturizer. So there are, luckily for us, there are more less toxic. Less toxic products out there. They may be more expensive, but I think we're worth it, right? So be careful with your skincare product. And I think in the environment module, Dr. Rita Marie goes into more details on this. Okay, now the fun stuff, right? Okay, so let's talk about how the liver detox. So everything that we eat, it's not 100% clean, right? Our stomach is actually our first line of defense. Our stomach is supposed to secrete hydrochloric acid, and anything that comes in that's more for bacteria, that it kills off the bacteria and keep us safe. So from food, right, we get toxin from food, the food that we eat, and also from the air that we breathe, right, from things that we put on our skin. And when it gets into our system, what the liver does is it go through, there are three different ways that the liver process. Hold on, let me close my window. Sorry about that. Okay. So there are different ways that our liver removes toxins from our body. First, it filters the blood to remove large molecules, right? We have a direct connection between our digestive tract and the liver. So anything that gets into the digestive tract, it's sent to the liver to be filtered. Right? The liver filters 2 quarts of blood every minute. Right? So if we have a very overwhelmed gut, it's going to send bacteria, undigested protein or undigested food, if there is leaky gut present, to the liver. And the liver does whatever it can to filter. That's one way the liver filters. And so if the liver is overwhelmed, it doesn't work efficiently. And then in that case, some of the toxins are leached into the bloodstream and can cause inflammation. And as we all know, inflammation is can manifest in different ways for different people, right? So that's the first way. The first method is if the liver filters the blood to remove large molecules. Okay, the second way it detoxes, it secretes bile to excrete fat-soluble toxins out of the body. So it secretes bile into the small intestine, and bile breaks down fat and also the fat-soluble toxins. Okay, after that, it needs fiber. That's why it is so important that we eat a fiber-rich diet. Then the fiber absorbs the toxin-saturated bile and takes it out of our system through through stool. Right. So that's why it's so important to have fiber, enough fiber, and to eliminate, to have good bowel movement every day. Right. So the third method how the liver detoxes is through enzyme to break down toxic chemical. And these toxic chemicals are from skincare, from drugs, from toxins from the gut, from normal body our normal body chemicals from such as estrogen or testosterone, right? And so these are the three ways. We'll go into number three, how it uses enzyme to break down toxic chemicals in a little bit. I want to bring your attention to look at when it uses enzyme to break down toxic chemicals, it basically go through phase one and phase two detoxification in the liver. And notice the nutrients that it's needed. So detoxification is a very intense process, and it requires a lot of nutrient, right? That's why Dr. Rita Marie has the green cleanse. It's full of nutrient. You're drinking a lot of greens. You're nourishing your body. It's not about depriving your body. So through phase one, okay, so if the liver cannot filter the blood to remove large molecules, and if it cannot get the toxin through bile, excrete that through bile, then it'll go through phase one and phase two. It'll use enzyme to break down toxic chemicals. So in phase one, it tries to neutralize the toxin. Right? There are different enzymes that's produced, and toxin is neutralized, but it comes at a cost. Right. Liver enzymes produce free radicals that damage the liver if it's not neutralized. So and that's why glutathione is so important. Okay. Having a good storage of glutathione is really important in keeping our liver healthy. Okay. So in phase one, it will make fat-soluble toxin water-soluble and take it out of the urine if it can. Okay. It'll do whatever it can. So if the liver enzyme cannot neutralize or make it water soluble, then it passes it to phase two. Right? Before it goes to phase two, it's in this stage called activated intermediate. So in this state, the molecule of the toxin has been changed and it's more active. It's actually more toxic. So it's really important to be able to move these toxins in a timely manner in phase two, so that it doesn't recirculate, go back into our body and gets back into circulation. Right? And there, because of various reasons, which we'll cover in a little bit, why phase two is stalled and how do we improve that. And as you see on here, phase two, there are more enzymes that's produced that's needed to take these toxins out of the body, chemicals out of the body, and there are six different conjugation pathways. So if you want to learn about this, go into the environmental module. Dr. Rita Marie has a lecture on this, each of the pathway. Okay. So let's see if I missed anything. Okay. So phase one. So first, it filter the blood to remove large particles. Second, uses bile to take it out of the system. Third, it uses enzyme. So it goes through phase one and phase two. Okay. So what happens when phase one is gets backed up, right? Phase two gets backed up, right? You have this toxic and activated intermediates that's waiting to get processed out of the body. So it stores it as fat, it stores in the brain, it stores in the myelin sheath. It's the liver will do everything it can to protect you. So that's why toxins are stored in the fat. If it's overloaded, it can't process, then it will find a safe way to protect you. Okay. But at the same time, it's going to create some symptoms such as headache, sluggishness, brain fog, or focus problem. And I'll show this video in a little bit. Dr. Rita Marie has this I Love Lucy video that demonstrates this idea that when phase one, when someone is, when we're moving toxin through phase one, but we have a slower phase two, how things get backed up. So we'll take a look at that in a little bit. Okay. So here are some of the reasons how things are speed up, causes the speed up or is the slow down of phase one, right? Alcohol, caffeine is going to speed up phase one. Aspirin, Tylenol, nicotine, right? Some of the, I can't pronounce that, steroid or sulfa, charcoal boiled meats and exhaust fume. Right? If we live in a city, depending on where we live, we all kind of ingest a little bit of that. Okay, so what's going to slow down phase one is antidepressant, antacid drugs, nargenine from grapefruit juice, curcumin. Curcumin is an antioxidant, although it slows down phase one, but it stimulates bile production, which is good for detoxification. And curcumin has so many different anti-inflammatory benefits that that is still a recommendation to take turmeric. Okay, red chili pepper, clove oil. Okay. So let's look at what stalls phase two detoxification. Right, nutrient deficiency. As we see from the previous graph, that our body needs tons of nutrient to safely excore these toxins out of the body. We're deficient in selenium, in zinc, in folic acid, vitamin C, B12. Our detoxification pathway is not going to work effectively. Another reason is depleted glutathione store due to toxic overload, alcohol, or drugs. Poorly functioning mitochondria is also another reason. And it is true that as we age, a lot of our cells can be restored. When we nourish, when we have a good diet, a good environment, we can recover. Our body is amazing, but aging is real. Things do slow down. Okay, so aging is also part of the equation. Genetic is a part of the equation as well. Inadequate exercise is part of the equation. And low levels of thyroid hormone, right? Thyroid hormone drives metabolism. Things move slower if our thyroid is off.
Isabel?
Yes.
One thing that I've been noticing, the slide is just a little big, like the left side gets just a slice of it gets chopped off.
Oh.
So there was a slide you had just a couple of slides ago where we were missing some of the words.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Okay, let's do this. Hold on. Let's just use one computer. I think my computer. Do two. It cuts things off. Okay, let me readjust. Is this better?
Yes.
Okay, so let's see.
So if you go back just a couple slides in case people, that one.
This one?
Yeah.
And the slides with phase one and phase two also, we couldn't really see phase one.
Right.
This one?
There we go.
Okay.
Yeah. And as I said in the chat, these slides have, Isabel shared them with me already. So as soon as we get the recording, you will have access to the slides. Thanks, Isabel.
You have access to the slides.
Thank you.
So I think it's a good segue to show the video. Let me just do the video right now. Let's see. Let me share this. This is really funny video. Lynn, have you seen it? This I Love Lucy video that shows... Yes, the circle is demonstrates exactly the idea where things go through phase one, comes in. We have toxins. There's toxins that comes in. It comes in a timely manner. You take your time, you get rid of it, but things are coming in too fast. Then you can't handle it. Then what happens, what they do, you'll see what they do. They just kind of take it on.
Are you going to show the video?
I'm going to show it. Yeah, I'm going to show it. It's really funny.
We lose Isabel?
Nope. She's showing us this video. Of course, now this is just making me hungry for chocolate.
You see how they're eating it, just packing it on? Store it anywhere in the body. This is kind of what our liver does. Okay, so that I thought that's a really good video that demonstrate the point really well. That's what happens when our detox capacity can't keep up with what's coming in. When there's an overload, then the liver will store it in the joint, in fat, in the brain, in different parts of the body. And depending on your genetic, depending on your weak link, it will manifest in different ways. And let me go back to the slides. Okay, you guys seeing the slides? Good. Okay. So this is what speeds up and slow down phase one, what stalls phase two. Okay, so these are some of the signs of liver stagnation, that liver is not working optimally, and craving, hypoglycemia, when our sugar level gets low, liver is supposed to convert glycogen into glucose so that we can give us a steady flow of energy. So that's the connection there, hormone headaches or imbalance or hormone imbalance. A lot of the hormones, cholesterol is produced in the liver, and that's the precursor to pregnenolone, and it produces all our sex hormones. So if there's hormonal imbalance, and also estrogen is clear, part of it is clear in the liver. Right? So, and then diminished sex drive, that's also a hormone balance issue. If you feel nauseous after eating fat, maybe not enough bile. Okay? And if you feel chronic, you feel tired, or you're diagnosed with fibromyalgia, it could have to do with nutrient absorption, nutrient malabsorption, where that the nutrients are not being absorbed, not enough bile being produced as well, and indigestion or acid reflux. Okay. When our stomach produces hydrochloric acid, stimulates production of bile. So that is associated with how the liver is functioning as well. Rashes, hives, or skin, itching of skin. Liver is our primary detoxifying organ. If the liver is backed up, it's going to send toxins. It's going to store it or send it to different areas. And skin, it's one of them. Blurred vision. Liver stores vitamin A. And vitamin A, if we eat a carrot, it needs to be converted into, takes a few processes to get into a form that our body can use. And that happens in the liver. Right? Puffy eyes. Loss of appetite. And maybe that's a digestion issue right there. Greasy or shiny stools, you're not digesting fat. Hang between shoulder blades, that's one symptoms as well, and dark urine. And the symptoms goes on and on, because it's like what the liver has 500 different functions. What part of the body it doesn't touch? None. Okay, so any discomfort, any disease, any symptoms that shows up, I really truly believe that it has to do with nutrient deficiency or toxicity buildup. Okay, so these are just some of the other symptoms that are related to liver stagnation. Okay. And some of the causes of liver stagnation: constantly under high stress. Right? Our body detox, our body digests when we're in parasympathetic mode. We're under high stress. It's not going to detox, or it'll detox less effectively, and it'll digest less effectively. Chemical, heavy metal, or environmental toxin exposure. Mercury, if you have dental fillings, it could possibly produce mercury vapors. Okay? Or if you eat fish more than twice per week, and also depending on what type of fish, the quality of the fish, alcohol, drug abuse, once again, that alcohol speeds up phase one, right? And drug, any use of drug, any long-term, short-term use of drug, everything goes through the liver. And smoker, consume NutraSweet. So NutraSweet actually depletes glutathione. Okay. Tattoo has dyes, right? It sinks in, it gets through our skin, and gets what needs to be detoxified. The dye needs to be detoxified. Family history of liver disease, so there's a genetic component. Diet high in animal fat or whey protein. So animal fat, remember, fat is stored in toxin is stored in the fat. So animals, if you're consuming animal fat, make sure that it is, if it's chicken, it's pasture raised, it eats warm instead of soy, wild, also beef, grass-fed beef, if you do eat animal protein. And also women over the age of 50 and has been pregnant before, they have more tendency of developing gallstones. Okay, let's look at some lab values for liver and gallbladder that could kind of indicate that there is a component in that points to liver health. So glucose. We talked about glucose breaks down processed sugar to glycogen, right? And it can be, if it's high, can be a symptom of cirrhosis, right? Bun, right? It could be a digestive issue, malabsorption, low HCL, and as we see, protein, different amino acid is really, really important in helping liver to detoxify in phase two. We need the protein to safely get the toxin out. So low protein, the same idea. Albumin, okay? That's also have to do with protein absorption and digestion. Okay? Globulin, if it's high, it's also a major group protein in the blood comprising infection-fighting antibodies. If it's high, there's some kind of maybe points to some kind of infection, right? Where the liver, that it does first go through the liver, but it went somehow past it and went into the bloodstream. Bilirubin, right? Byproduct of hemoglobin when liver recycles red blood cell. Right? And if that's high somehow, the liver is not recycling effectively. Alkaline phosphate, it can point to bone or liver, and it could possibly be also vitamin deficiency, estrogen dominance, malabsorption, hypothyroid. My hypothyroid is related to slowdown of phase two, okay, and adrenal function, and LDS. It indicates organ damage. You'll have to do another test, ISO enzyme, to find out where the damage is, if it's it can be the liver. And AST, ALT, and GGT are liver functions. And you have your health tracker. So if you keep putting in your values, your lab results in the master tracker, either going forward, either you're in ERC or you're not in ERC, you want to see a trend. You want to see, you know, are you staying stable? Are you moving, going an upward trend or lower trend? So the master health tracker is super important. And also remember, we're looking at ideal range. The optimally, we want to be in the middle of ideal range. Lab range is very wide. Lab range is very wide, and sometimes it's very, and it includes people that are not in optimal health. So I had this client and her LDH was 450. It's even outside the lab range, but for some reason, I need to talk to her doctor, that their lab range was 450 to 700. So I was very confused. So I'm going to follow up on that. So ideally, you want to be in the middle of ideal range, but at least in ideal range. Okay, iron, okay, also an indicator of liver health. Cholesterol, right? So if your cholesterol is low, perhaps there isn't enough bile to emulsify the fat and get that absorbed into your system. Liver congestion. If it's too high, fatty liver, fat malabsorption, or perhaps it's gallbladder stress, LDL, too high, fatty liver, that's an obvious liver problem. And again, bile insufficiency, gallbladder stress, and imbalance of omega-3 to omega-6 ratio. So if it's too low, it's also bioinsufficient food diet. Maybe the fat is not being absorbed. Triglycerides, the same concept in HDL. If you're eating a really good diet, you are exercising, you are trying to move, you're trying to increase your HDL, but it's not going anywhere, so you might want to look at your liver function if you're digesting fat optimally, efficiently. Okay, so let's look at glutathione. Okay. Glutathione plays a significant role in phase one and phase two. It neutralizes free radicals in both phases. Remember, when it goes through, the liver goes through the plant using enzyme to break down toxin. It produces free radicals, and glutathione is what neutralizes these toxins and prevents liver damage. It's a master detoxifier inside each cell, and it is the primary detoxifier of heavy metal. And it protects our mitochondria, and it can recycle itself. Let's look at how we can improve our glutathione storage. Okay. So these foods are rich in glutathione, spinach, if you're not sensitive to it, right? Spinach, avocado, asparagus, okra, and lime. Okay. Food that makes glutathione. These are foods that can convert it. It has cysteine, I believe it's cysteine, that you the precursor to glutathione. So when you eat these foods, your body is able to convert the protein into glutathione. So plenty of healthy vegetables and also salmon and eggs. The egg yolk is high in choline, and it's really good for detoxification if you're not sensitive to egg. Increased vitamin C. Or you can supplement with topical or liposomal form of glutathione. If you're taking a capsule, glutathione breaks down in the digestive tract, so it's not as effective. So if you are taking glutathione, I would recommend use the topical form or the liposomal form. And these are superfoods that restore the liver. That's really good for your liver. Garlic, vitamin E, if you can. Eat two cloves of garlic a day. If you're not sensitive to it, if you can stomach it, it's really good. Folate, artichoke, milk thistle, blue-green algae, and berberine. And I suggest that you rotate. You don't have to take all of them at the same time. Take one or two and then rotate from time to time. And these are everyday foods that support the liver through surface vegetable. The brassica family are super nourishing for phase one and phase two. Lemonine, that's also the case. It's in the peels of lemon, lime, and I use essential oil, so I do like 2 drops of essential oil in my water every morning. Turmeric, avocado, and herbs, basil, dandelion is super nourishing to your liver. And also the digestion, right? The bitter taste stimulates digestion, stimulates hydrochloric acid. Rosemary, thyme, beets, bitter green, mushroom, spices are super good. Once again, the garlic, the onion, grapefruit, green juice, Jerusalem artichoke, radish, wheatgrass, and eggs, lecithin, sunflower, lecithin or eggs, pollen, rich foods or supports the liver. So these are herbs that help the liver to detox. And if you're taking these herbs and you're feeling a lot of the die-off effect, the detox, you're not feeling so well, so you just cut it down. Okay, don't take as much. That means your body needs a little time. You need to build up to be a little bit more well nourished before you can
take a larger amount of these herbs and foods that stimulates detoxification. Spirulina, gorilla, green, matcha tea, chlorophyll, seaweed, milk thistle, burdock, dandelion, hawthorn. Okay, so now let's talk about what are some of the tests that you can do to determine toxic load. So urine, it can be done through urine, serum, stool, and hair. So there's this test called, it's from Great Plains Labs. I'll show you in more detail in just a little bit, that will test non-metal chemicals, pharmaceuticals, pesticides, packaged foods, household products, and environmental pollution. That's one. And they also have another test that can test glyphosate level in your body. So I have these tested twice, I'll show you. And comprehensive stool analysis, you can test this. You can get bacteria, if there's bacteria in your system. They do produce endotoxins, and they do damage the gut lining. And if they get into the bloodstream, they'll damage other areas of the body. So stool analysis is one of them. And for metal, you can do hair analysis from trace elements that I've done in the past. And you can also do metal, I believe, in urine. And I don't know about serum. So in urine, you can also, Great Plains also has one that you can test in metal from urine. Okay, so this is the Great Plains Tox Profile. So it tests 172 different toxic chemicals, including like pesticide, all these chemicals right here. This is some of the list. And also tests TG. Okay, it's a marker for mitochondria disorder resulting from mutations in mitochondria DNA. So I've run this test myself twice. And so the first time, as you can see, they have a 172 marker. This is just a brief sample. So a part of this part of the test. So this test on the left, this I ran in 2018. And then the one on the right, it's 2019, just recently, a month ago. And what I find is that I think I haven't like really sit down and take note of each marker, but I think more than 50% of the markers have come down, have decreased for me. And as you see here, right here, percolate, right? So this is a chemical used in production of rocket fuels. But also in fireworks and fertilizers and bleach. And what happens is it gets into water supply. And our water supply can possibly be contaminated by this chemical right here. And it disrupts the thyroid, our thyroid. So this is just a short sample of the toxic report. Okay. So lastly, I want to share with you guys what I do to improve my detoxification capacity. This is just kind of like everyday habit that I do, and a lot of you, probably a lot of you are doing the same thing. So drinking water is super essential, and sweat every day. Sweat is super important, and if you have a sauna, that's even better. I use my sauna probably twice a week, so I think sauna helped a lot, or sweating helps a lot to relieve these toxins, non-environmental toxins out of my system. Soak in the sun, vitamin D, eat something bitter every day, open the window to let fresh air in. So if we don't open our window, our indoor air could actually be more toxic than our the air outside. And eat your vegetables. And try to eat 5 servings of vegetables a day, and you get the most bang for your buck with brassica. The cauliflower, the, what's it called? Broccoli, cabbages. And you sleep at least 7 hours a day, best before 11. Or fast for at least 12 hours. And a lot of you may be doing a lot of these already. So you are improving. You are improving. You're building habits to improve your detoxification capacity. And something that I do is that probably most of you are not familiar with is the liver gallbladder cleanse. So it's a flush. It actually flushes stagnated bile that's built up in the liver and the gallbladder out the system so that the liver can function more efficiently and digest fat more efficiently. Okay, and it's called the second heart cleanse. Some of you are familiar with, and some of you have been on the cleanse with me. And so if you want to know more about the cleanse, you can contact me or you can go to secondheartcleanse.com and find out more. And okay, so really, I think what it comes down to is just let the good stuff in and let the bad stuff out. Right? If you could do that, you can take steps to increase our absorption, to reduce our toxic burden, and to improve our detoxification capacity, then our body will work for us and we have the ability to heal. And the reason why I'm doing what I do is really to leave this planet a better place for my children and their children. Our planet is getting pretty polluted, and we have to work harder. We have to work harder to have health and to live an active life. And all of you here are doing exactly that, is to really take care of yourself. And I applaud you for that and for showing up for the webinar. So I hope this was helpful. I'm going to stop sharing. And if there are any questions, I'll answer some of the questions that you might have.
Your screen is black.
It's black?
Black.
Oh, okay. Let me see. Oh, okay. Because I switched my camera.
That's what I thought.
Okay, there. There we go.
There we go. Perfect. Thank you.
Yes,
I know we were having quite a discussion on the side about the importance of our environment, like you were saying, to be mindful of all of that and to help our liver. You know, we can do all we can do, just like you were saying, and just being mindful. So.
Yeah, every little thing counts. You know, sometimes my husband thinks I'm crazy because I have water filter, the whole house filter, and I have osmosis under the sink. And it's like, do you really need all that? It's like, yes, I do. That's what I can control, right? When I go outside, I'm going to breathe in car exhaust where I cannot control.
Yeah. I question on the osmosis filter. So I just use manually filtered water, but does anyone have any recommendations on a particular osmosis kind of unit, or are there a whole bunch of them out there that are just as good for like under the sink?
Yeah. I think they're pretty much pretty good. They go through, I think mine go through like a 5-stage filter, and they'll tell you what it filters out. So the product, go onto the website and see what toxins or what kind of contaminants are they filtering out.
Okay. Yeah.
And with reverse osmosis, it can be a bit acidic, right? And so I do have another filter that brings up, it acts in, I think calcium and magnesium acts sap some of the minerals so that the pH is 7. So when you purchase your system, you want to ask them what is the pH of the water that you're drinking. But if you're eating a lot of vegetable, if you put in lemon juice in the water, it will alkalinize the water. Anybody else have other suggestions?
I have a Berkey, but it's not an under-the-counter unit. I think Dr. Rita Marie said hers is an AquaTru. That is her reverse osmosis, but I know she said she's also had it for a very long time. So,
one of those.
The AquaTru?
AquaTru.
Okay.
It's a kind of a pain, but...
When I looked at it, the last time I looked online, it looks like the whole thing's a pain to get it installed and probably serve it.
Oh, no, the installation is not a problem. It's just changing cleaning the receptacle and...
Right.
But it works.
Yeah, I'm just getting sick of constantly filling up the jug of the filtered water. So. Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah,
it's really a good investment to get under. It's convenient. Like you get the filter change out once a year, and it's a really it's worth it.
Yeah. At this point, that's what I'm thinking.
Well, and also they, as Diana was saying, they have those tests that you can do to see what's exactly in your water, and then maybe you can find something that will just work for what you have there.
Yeah. Actually, most public water supply systems, their test results are actually available online. We're on a little tiny community well with 40 homes, and ours are even published because any water supply, where there's more than one household, those have to be made public, and they're required, you know, many, many things by law. And they do publish them on a website.
I think ours is out there as well.
And this, so if you have that, that's the first place to go, is to find out what the city is actually, or the community, whatever, is what their tests show. Then take your tap water yourself and go to an independent water tester and see what is actually coming through your line. Because you could be picking up other things after it's left the water supply plant. And you've got old lead pipes and stuff like that. So you don't know what's being carried. Look at Flint, Michigan. So you actually test what's coming out of your faucet. Don't rely just on what's published. And then you can really fine-tune your system. There's some things that all the filters in the world don't filter out, like fluoride. And you have to get it with the Berkey. Berkey will filter out just about everything except fluoride. So if you're on a fluoridated system, you have to get a special filter to add to that Berkey system for the fluoride. And they even have one that you can attach to your shower head between the pipe and the shower head itself. And that's a really important thing for fluoride because a lot of those things become airborne. And you breathe them in. Even if you think you're filtering it out of your water, you're still getting it. So anyway, the water is huge.
Yeah.
In another, regarding the water test, I just looked at Trace Element, where that's where you can send in your hair, get metal, get tested for metal. They do have a test that will test your water. So I think that's something new. I was just on their website today. Yeah, so you can send in your water to have them tested. Yeah, drinking water. Yeah.
Yeah. And I want to put a plug in for Isabel's Second Heart Cleanse, if you have not done it. It's, you know, you can buy a book, you can do a cleanse, but as you have experienced through this last year in ERC, the power of group, and you've heard other people say healing happens in relationship. There is I can attest for myself that doing the cleanse in Isabel's group, where she just holds you, you just feel her holding you, and the power of the healing that can happen, and the balance that can happen within your body is that much greater. So I just want to put that plug in.
Thank you, Lynn. Yeah, it's amazing when you do it in a group. And also, if you want to do it by yourself, it's fine. Go get Andrea Moretz's book and follow it to the T. Okay. It's not safe to just go on the web and download some like 2-page document and do it. It is not. That's why we have an assessment that makes sure that everyone is fit for the cleanse. For someone who's very undernourished, it's not good for that person. So there are different aspects to the cleanse that who can benefit and who needs to kind of wait for a little bit longer to nourish their liver first before they go through the cleanse. But if you're interested, I have one coming up on starting August 26th to September 1st. And the registration closes on the 19th of August, which is, I think it's this Friday. So, or next, yeah.
The 19th is Monday.
Monday, well, okay. So this Friday or next Monday. So if you're interested, just let me know. And we could see if you're a good fit for the cleanse.
I did it twice and with Isabel, and it was great. I cannot imagine doing it on my own. I had so many questions and, you know, I didn't know what to expect. So, yeah, and having people in a group always helps. And Isabel is great, really.
Thank you. I know the synergy, just with group synergy, it's not an easy cleanse. I'm not going to say, well, it's easy. It's actually pretty tough, and you do need that synergy, and things happen when you in a group. You're just like, okay, I can't do this.
Isabel, how do you check your, like, how do you know if you're ready to, like you said, you're adequately nourished?
So I have an assessment. So when people sign up, they get an assessment. And I looked over the assessment. And if there's any red flags, I give them a call, find out what their condition is. And if it's not a good fit, then I'll refund and give them some advice on how to nourish their liver. And maybe when the next time I run it, they're able to participate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's just an example of how Isabel just nurtures you through all of this. I mean, she does. She will call you up. I can tell you, she has called me up. And it's like, oh, you know, just not like anything else. So you just feel extremely supported through all of this.
Yeah, and I think the repeat cleanser too, like Lynn, like Sandra too. You guys are part of the group that you know that you support each other through this process. Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, we share cool things like our gallstones and
yeah.
It's always interesting. Flush day.
Yeah. It's a digestive cleanse too, that we make sure that you're pooping. That's really important, that your elimination pathway is open. So that's one of the criteria too, is someone who is congested, they're not eliminating, they're not sweating, they're very toxic, then perhaps they need to work on improve their elimination pathway a bit. Yeah. But our body is very amazing that it knows it won't release. It won't release if our body is too toxic.
And that is part of what Isabel, and then I know Maura coaches along with you, they do spend time understanding the emotional part, because releasing is that physical as well as emotional piece of release. And
yeah, it's a total release. Yeah, emotional release.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys are familiar with Toni Sinclair. She also coaches on the cleanse. She's the transformation coach, where we really focus on, a lot of times we're really busy. It's really a cleanse about self-care, and you take some time for yourself and just kind of slow down
when you slow down, then you can think about, okay, is this the life that I really, oh, am I doing the things that makes me happy? Am I joyful? Or is there something that I need to change that will make my life more fulfilled? So we go through stuff like that. Like one of the exercise we do is like what Lynn does too. Lynn does a lot too, is envision your perfect life. What would you like to have more? Yeah. And people start cleaning out their closets and their their home and their office. And
Yeah.
It's,
I'll just share something. This, not this very last weekend, the weekend before, I actually was quite ill. And it was my liver talking to me. Hadn't eaten anything, nothing unusual, but there was just, it hurt. And I've had gallstones. I understand what it was. Nothing like that. It was just like tender and bruised. And so I just nurtured it. I rested. I did a lot of that emotional release. It was just, I kept getting this message that don't worry about it. It just needs to work its way through. And I came out the other side feeling much lighter. I'd lost about 10 pounds. I didn't lose it. I let it go. It does not need to return. And that, you know, it's just such an important piece. And I was sharing this with a friend of ours who is a medical doctor, and he said, "You mean you still have your gallbladder?" It's like, yeah. So anyway.
Yeah.
Hey Sandra, what's that background behind you? Is that some sort of filter you turned on, or is that your wall? I don't know if she can hear me.
I think in Zoom you can actually
see. Or is that like a filter you can turn on in Zoom?
Well, I've tried doing filters and it didn't work. Sandra? What's your background? Is that the color of your wall behind you? Or do you have a... It is? Okay. It does look like it, like the green, you know, the green.
It's like glowing at her or something.
Yeah.
You
can get like a Hawaiian.
Yeah.
It looks like she's on a game show or something. Yeah.
It's the, how well is your liver?
Like Hollywood Squares or something.
Now we are dating ourselves.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if anybody, if you have any other questions, you can leave your questions on the ERC Facebook group. You have the link to the Second Heart Cleanse there from Angelica from Isabel. I was looking at it, and right underneath it, I saw Angelica. And, the castor oil packs. And the one thing I should point out, that at least in the past, Isabel will just send you everything you need. She'll send you kind of a list, a shopping list. And for someone like me who lives in the middle of nowhere, like Diana, that is just so nice, that I can just check off what I need and it just all comes. So I highly encourage you all to take a good look at that. And give yourself, and especially if you're coming back, well, even if you're, this is a great way to either start this new ERC season or to end the one that you're in if you're not going to return with us in this next part of your journey. So, and if you, you know, contact Angela, you're right there. It's that Hollywood Squares thing. if you contact Isabel, she'll make sure that you know when the next one is. Because I know Barbara was saying that she couldn't do this particular one.
Yeah, so if you send me an email, then I could put you on my, I have a Healthy Gut Vibrant Life community where I send out like recipes and tips and also notification for the cleanses. So.
All right. Any last minute questions or thoughts? Anything anybody wants to share?
I'm a nutrition consultant and the leader for the second heart cleanse.
Oh, are you on my, are you on the second
heart? I was going to say. So there you go. That's how it works. All right. Well, thank you once again, Isabel.
Thank you.
And thank you all for being here. And if I don't get to talk to you before, enjoy the rest of your ERC year here and continuing on.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Isabel.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a great week. Mm-hmm.